Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. I never knew Bill Mollison. I've known of him for only a few years. But his vision has touched, in fact, transformed the core of my being. As long as I live, I will honor him for a vision that has vastly improved the way I understand and react to the world. A vision that could have vastly improved the world itself had we listened to him in time. Mollison, along with Bill Holmgren and others, was a principal founder of the permaculture movement, a way of looking at agriculture with emphasis on symbiosis among plants, including trees and other perennials, the soil with its myriad components and organisms, and climate with its gifts of rain, wind, and sunshine. This contemplative way of farming, permanent agriculture, has, since its advent in Australia in 1968, morphed into a way of looking at life itself, permanent culture. The most important thing about the way Bill Mollison thought about the world, in my view, was this. He was not an expert. In his life, he was a baker, a trapper, a fisherman, a forester, a cattleman, a bouncer, and a mill worker. Sure, he got an academic degree and spent time in academia, but not as experts do, learning more and more about less and less. He was a generalist who, when he looked at life, saw a marvelous web of relationships, not a simplified straight-line diagram of causes and effects. What Bill Mollison saw when he looked at the world was what the Native American Lakota called Wakontanka, the great mystery. Permaculture teaches us to study the processes of nature at great length, but not, as modern humanity supposes, thinking we can understand it completely and take over its management, but in the hope we can learn enough to get out of its way, avoid destroying it, maybe even one day making a contribution to its well-being. The practice of permaculture, as codified by Mollison, requires us to shed, like old snakeskins, many of the attitudes and assumptions that are so basic to modern life we seldom think about them, let alone question them. Before we can even begin the practice, for example, we and our family have to make a multi-generational commitment to live on and work with a piece of land. Because much of the abundance to be had from permaculture may not appear in our lifetimes. In a country where people move every 3 years on average, this is a strange concept. The practice of permaculture, Mollison taught us, requires less and less work over time. One puts things in place and then lets them be. One gradually returns to the life most familiar to the human race over hundreds of thousands of years, that of the hunter-gatherer. And instead of a life of grueling labor and frequent famine, as described by the apologists for chemical industrial agriculture, it turns out to be, and to have been, a life of ease and plenty. Sort of like the Garden of Eden before we brought in Monsanto. The prospect of surviving the crash of the industrial age is more than daunting when we think about growing our own food and defending it in the ways that have become familiar to us over the past two centuries. But those who have a mature food forest with which to face the days after tomorrow have much less to fear from either deprivation or depredation. It's what made the potato the staple food of Ireland. Hay and corn and livestock and preserved food were easy for the omnipresent British soldiers to steal or destroy. But it was just too much damn work to dig all those potatoes. So thank you, Bill Mollison, for opening my eyes to the great mystery, for relieving my mind of the lust to comprehend nature in order to control it. freeing me to simply sit in the midst of the great orchestra and hum along with delight. You came to me too late, as you came to the world too late, to save us from the consequences of our arrogance and greed, but not too late to give us in what would otherwise have been an unbearably dark age at the closing of our lives, a lustrous hope for renewal. Accept the thanks of a grateful world, Bill Mollison, and rest in peace. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.